Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday. And yesterday we started teaching or showing the sermon that was taught in our church on Mother's Day this last Sunday. And so we want you to hear what happened there and how vital a mother's role is in the raising of children and bringing faith to them. And we saw the Apostle Paul. He spoke about Romans 16:13. He said, "Greet Rufus, whom the Lord picked to be His very own, and also his dear mother, who has been a mother to me." And then Rufus, Mark 15:21, tells us Simon of Cyrene was his father. And he was the man that carried the cross with Jesus Christ the day of the crucifixion. He helped Jesus when they grabbed him. He was on his way from Cyrene, which was really Libya today. He was on his way, and the Roman centurions grabbed him to help Jesus carry his cross. And he did that. And he must have had an incredible story to tell. Now, some biblical scholars suggest or say or believe that Simon of Cyrene, his two sons, Alexander and Rufus, were with him that day. And it could very well be because they were coming to give their first fruits, because that's what it was all about, from Libya to Jerusalem. And so he could have had his kids with him, and if he did, it must have been traumatic. But let's pick up the service and see what the Lord shows us.
Whether Jesus was a Christ or not, He was the Christ, and He is the Christ, right? The anointed one and His anointing. But even if He wasn't, just the mere fact that He had to do what He did, a man flogged, beaten, thorns in his head, being whipped while he's walking, falling and dropping and standing up, and you come face to face with this man, and He is the actual living Savior, that affected Simon the rest of his life. The rest of his life. Now, if his children, Alexander and Rufus, were with him, what do you think it did to them? Because children get affected sometimes more to see that happening. And then your dad being drugged by these Roman centurions to carry the cross. And now he's carrying the cross and he is like bearing the burden with Jesus. I know Jesus took the whole burden because no one else could. But he's carrying the cross. There's blood all over the show. There's screaming and wailing and shouting and whipping. And he's doing this. And the kids now, watch it. I know if my kids saw that happening to me, they'd be freaking out. Amen. I know Destiny would be in there with a, yeah, and can we be the karate chops and, you know, the whole deal. But it would affect them for the rest of their lives. How many of you can think back to a moment? In fact, all I have to mention is one moment, 9/11, if you were around. You know where you were that day. You remember that day clearly. And that wasn't even as effective as this. Can you imagine the sweat and the noise and the whipping and the Romans shouting and shouting in Italian and the Hebrews screaming in Hebrew and Peter's, Jesus' family and friends crying. And can you imagine the way this must have affected him and his children? Now, even if his children were not there, do you not believe that he went home when he eventually got set free to go home? We don't know if he watched the crucifixion or what happened. It doesn't mention. But when he went home, if it happened to me and I went home, my wife would say, "What happened to you?" But before she could even ask me, I'd be splurting it out of my mouth. Can you imagine? You come in there full of sweat and blood and your eyes are this big and the kids are screaming and... Or they're not there because they were at home. I don't want to say that they were this. As I said, scholars believe they were, some scholars. But the Bible doesn't say whether they were or not. But Simon of Cyrene, which is Libya, was there. And the Bible says he had two sons called Alexander and Rufus. And it's been proven by scholars that that Rufus, written by in the book of Mark and James, Mark and John, they're talking about Rufus that was well known in the city. And he mentioned him by name, that he was called of God. And his mother, Rufus's mother, the wife of Simon of Cyrene, who was there helping Jesus up the mountain, screaming and wailing, that man, Simon of Cyrene, his wife was like a mother to Paul. Do you not imagine? She sat him down and said, "Let me tell you what took place with my husband." Do you think she didn't tell him what took place? This was the biggest thing in their history of the world and their lives. And she must have filled him in great detail about who this was and what it meant. Now remember, Paul used to be known as Saul. And Saul, at that time, he was like, some people called him a biblical terrorist. That's what they actually labeled him. Some scholars, that's what they called him. I was reading all about this. A biblical terrorist. But he was a zealot. He was so on fire for God, but it was not the right God. It wasn't the God of love and peace and joy. He was for the God of judgment, but Jesus was there to nullify the judgment against us. So he was a good man, Paul, as Saul. He thought he was doing a service for God, but he was doing a disservice. That's why Jesus said on the road to Damascus, he said to him, "Saul, why are you treating me this way?" when he knocked him off his ass. Or donkey. Let's rather say that. All right. No. Some of you are disgusting, really. Don't even laugh at that. Okay, moving on now. Now, she must have told him everything. And imagine the deceived zealot turned missionary the way he did should be an inspiration to each and every one of us. From being so anti and so against to becoming so on fire and so for, that to me is something that should inspire each and every one of us. But she had a major part, the wife, the mother of Alexander and Rufus, the wife of Simon, had a major part, I believe, in Paul's life. A major part. Without knowing who he would become, she was a mother to the most significant convert in the history of the church. You see those pictures? He did a 180. I like the other picture. I just had to put it on there. I just had to put that picture up there because I thought it was funny. But you had me at hello. That's when you knocked him off his donkey. He was lying on the ground and he went blind for 3 days. And "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me this way? Who are you?" And unfortunately to say, there are so many people in churches, Christian churches today, that if Jesus walked through these doors, people would say, "Who are you?" And he would say, "I am the God of the Bible. I am the Messiah. My word that doesn't return void unto me, that's me. I am the word of God. And everything that I've said will come to pass, and I'm not changing it for anyone. And you cannot change my word, either a T of the T's, the line, or the dot of the I. You cannot change it because you'll end up in a fiery furnace if you try that, big boy. That's who I am. I am Jesus Christ, your creator, maker of heaven and earth." The apostle Paul, who was killing people and imprisoning Christians for the sake of God, and Jesus says to him, "Why are you persecuting me?" He says, "Who are you?" He did not know God. None of us knew God. We all had to receive Jesus Christ to get to know God. And the only way you can know God, the Bible says those that are unsaved cannot discern what the Spirit of God is saying. They cannot. You've got to be saved in order to know who God is. Amen. And Jesus, by doing what he did, afforded us that privilege of being able to be children of God. I love the Bible, the scripture where it says, he took the power of the devil. He translated us from the kingdom of the power of hell. into the kingdom of his dear precious son. He translated us. Just like the rapture is going to be. He did that, boom, in our spirit realm. He just did it like the rapture. Think about it. I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Boom. You're a child of God. You're a child of God now. Now you're righteous. Now you've got a temple worthy of the Holy Ghost to reside. And he's going to stay there. He ain't leaving. Just like that. God can do anything that he chooses to do. But he chooses to stay in line with his word. So, listen, I know you get First Amendment, Second Amendments. How many amendments are there in America? I don't know. There's tons of them, right? With the Bible, there ain't no amendments. The Constitution as written is standing. Come on. Oh, come on. You don't believe that. Or else you'd say, hallelujah. There you go, Mike. Thank you. The Constitution, which is our Constitution, because we're king, we're from another kingdom, and we are now children of the king of that kingdom, and we are ambassadors of that kingdom. This is our Constitution, and there are no amendments. The Word of God is forever settled in heaven. It's forever settled, and it cannot return void. This is our Constitution, and we live according to this. Don't be going and becoming politically correct. That's not an amendment you can make in here. You stay biblically correct. It doesn't matter if the masses go that way. And you're alone on this side. You stay alone on this side with this, you're the majority. Amen. Glory to God for Simon of Cyrene's wife. Amen. Galatians 4, I'm just going to read verse 4. This is not the end. Galatians 4:4, from the Passion, when the time of fulfillment had come, God sent his son, born of a woman. Everyone say woman. He was born of a woman, born under the law. Jesus came the legal way into the world. Born of a woman. Remember in the garden, God said, her seed will bruise your heel to the devil, will bruise your head, and your head will bruise his heel. Her seed. She doesn't have seed. Women don't have seed. There was a seed the Holy Ghost put in her. The seed was Jesus the Christ. But he had to come, and he had to come the legal way onto this planet in a woman's body. She had the 9 months pregnancy with Jesus. She gave birth through the birth canal, the normal natural way that we're supposed to in this planet. Amen. Now, I know there's C-section and other things that can help, but I'm saying birth through a woman in her belly. Amen. There's a footnote over here. It says, every child has a mother. Let me see your hands in here who never had a mother. Put your hands down. If you're here, you came the legal way. Hello. Now, some may say, well, I was a test tube. And you know, they've got this now, artificial insemination and test tubes, et cetera, et cetera. They still cannot produce a baby without the womb of a mother. Amen. And they still have to take the seed from the man in order to get to that point. Hello. So how many of you never had a mother? Not one of you should show me your hands. If you're in the world, you're born of a woman. Jesus was born of a woman.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane's certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy-saving agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause &